saying. And later, Mahaprabhu himself found this verse. And he's showing to Swarup Damodar. It's like, look. And Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu telling, like, how Rupa understand my heart? And then Swarup Damodar said, because you can only understand, it's by your mercy. So here, actually, we can see, like, these personalities that are very dear to Mahaprabhu, they know Mahaprabhu's heart. There's Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And they are the very close maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Lalita is the leader of Radharani's group. And Rupa Manjari, she's the very leader of the Palyadasis of Srimati Radharani. So by them, then we're able to understand what is really the mood of Mahaprabhu. So it's like that time, we heard this so many times, this is the mood in Rath Yatra. When Mahaprabhu, when Radharani meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra, it's the same Krishna and she's the same Radha, but they're not in Braj. They're not in the Yamuna. They're not like amidst the beautiful place of Braj. And now also Krishna, no peacock feather, no flute, now like a king. So then, although they're meeting, but there's like a separation. And therefore, that desire is there. Oh, you are not happy here. You have to come back to Braj. So this whole Rath Yatra festival is this festival fulfilling this desire. Now they're pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. So when the devotees are pulling this chariot, it's actually in that mood, understanding that, oh, this is the desire of the Brijbasis, the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. Now that Krishna should be back in Braj. So every year, devotees are celebrating this Rath Yatra festival. And by mercy of our Guru Varga, then we can actually have opportunity to enter into this mood and serving Mahaprabhu, also have entrance to this moods of separation. We know that one special pastime in Rath Yatra is King Prataparudra's getting mercy of Mahaprabhu. King Prataparudra, he wanted to get darshan of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu not giving darshan. But by mercy of the devotees, then they arrange. Later on, Mahaprabhu was resting. Then he was there, not dressed as a king. But then he got to not only serve Mahaprabhu because he massaged Mahaprabhu, but because he sang Gopi Geet, Mahaprabhu became very happy. So like this, giving the example, how to attract Mahaprabhu's heart, glorifying the love of the gopis. And so by singing this Gopi Geet, Mahaprabhu became very happy. So finally, he got even the embrace of Mahaprabhu. And he got so much blessings from Mahaprabhu. So with this festival has so many deep lessons. So only by mercy of Guru Varga, then some understanding we can. Vanchakal Pataru Vyasraki Pahasindu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavanam.
ಓಮ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜಿಮಿರಂದಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಗಿನ ಶಲಾಕ್ಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯ ತದಾಲಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ವಂಚಕಲ್ಪತೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. First of all, I offer my Sastanganandvat pranams, thousand of times, the lotus feet of Sri Paramarajatam, Tam Guru Pada Padmam, Vishnu Pada Stotra Shishimam, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastanganandvat pranams, thousand of times, the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastanganandvat pranams to all the simple Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. The Vaishnavas are churning the ocean of nectar that is present in this Ratha Yatra Prasanga. And we are here in this Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Sri Radha Krishna eternally performing their pastimes. And Mahaprabhu, by this Ratha Yatra Prasanga, he is trying to instill this greed in the hearts of all living entities to go to Braj, come to this very place, this Sri Vrindavan Dham. So we know then in Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Kaviraj Goswami has described this Ratha Yatra Prasanga in many, many chapters. And Srila Guru Pada Padma, he has, over the years, so many classes he has given describing this Ratha Yatra Prasanga. Then, based on his lectures, then a book was compiled called The Original Ratha Yatra. Then that book was translated into Hindi, and then Gurudev edited that and added some things, and then Hindi edition was published, and then that again was retranslated back into English. So there, Srila Guru Pada Padma, he has described this, that the Vaishnava is also saying that Mahaprabhu's mood is that what? And he sees Jagannath, he says, Vigraha nahitumi sakshad bhajandanandam. Gurudev would explain that when Mahaprabhu would go take darshan, then he would not see even this Baladev and Subhadra. He would only see Jagannath. He's why he was totally absorbed in this mood, in the mood of Radha, Radhika. He was absorbed in separation from Krishna. Why if Subhadra is there, Subhadra is not present in Braj. The Yogamaya Shakti in Braj is in the form of Purnamasi. And the Vaishnava is playing as Vrinda Devi and Nandimukhi. In Dwaraka, then, she is present there as this Subhadra Devi. And in this world, in this material world, she is present as Tulsi Devi. So Mahaprabhu, he'd always be in the mood that I am in Vrindavan. But then on the other hand, we see that during the Ratha Yatra, he began reciting one verse from the Sahitya Darpan. Sahitya Darpan is a mundane love poetry, one book. And in that Sahitya Darpan, there's a verse, Ya Komaraha. There he's saying, this verse is saying that a lover is expressing that, oh, this is the same months of Chaitra, that is the spring season. And it is the same, I am the same person and you are the same lover, but still, I yearn to be there on the bank of the river, there, in that place, meeting you there, not here where we are now. In other words, that in that love poetry, that lover is thinking about, oh, I want to go back in time when I first met with my beloved. And it was very sweet that time. Now everything has changed and that sweetness is not there. I am hankering and yearning for those times. So during Ratha Yatra, Mahaprabhu is dancing and he's chanting, reciting this verse again and again. And all of Mahaprabhu's bhaktas, they could not understand. Why is Mahaprabhu reciting this mundane love poetry? No one could understand except for two persons. One that is Swarup Damodar Goswami and second is Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, understanding Mahaprabhu's mood, he compiled a parallel verse. Priyasam saha chari kurukshetras tamilitas tadaham saradham tad ubaya sangama sukham. He's saying that Radhika is talking to Krishna. Where at the battlefield, at the Kurukshetra, not the battlefield, but at Kurukshetra time when they came for the perform their fire sacrifice during the solar eclipse. Radhika is telling Krishna, Priyasam Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas. We are at this Kurukshetra. You are my Priya, you are my beloved. I am that same Radha, you are that same Krishna. But still my mind, my heart yearns to go back to Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna, under the Kadamba tree, and here you play your flute on the play the fifth note on your flute. This is my desire. Then this Rupa Goswami, he wrote this verse down and he put it, he wrote it on a pamphlet and he put it on the roof of his hut and he went to take bath in the ocean. It happened that Mahaprabhu that time he came to see Rupa Goswami and Rupa Goswami was not there and he saw the pamphlet there under the roof there. He took it and he read it. Then Mahaprabhu became so pleased. Oh, how did he understand my heart? Yes, this is my mood. While reciting this, in other words, Mahaprabhu was saying that while he was reciting this verse from the Sahitya Darpan, he is absorbed in what? Radhika's mood. Radhika, who is there at the bank of, who is at Kurukshetra, and she is meeting with Krishna. But Krishna is dressed like a prince, a king. He has no peacock feather, he has no Vaijanti mala, no pitam pila pitambar, no flute, nothing. There's no cows, there's no Yamuna, there's no Giriraj Govardhan. And more than that, he's surrounded by so many commander-in-chiefs and army and horses and elephants and queens and so many Yaduvangs, all the Yadu dynasty. So Radhika, then she cannot meet with Krishna freely there. And more than that, we have heard from the Vaishnavas and even Gurudev that these Yadus, like Devaki, she's disturbing Mother Yashoda and they're all creating so much disturbance. They're envious of the Brajvasis in that, like Leela, they are showing this. They don't want Krishna to leave them, so therefore they're neglecting the Brajvasis. It wasn't the Yadus, they never invited the Brajvasis there to Kurukshetra. Krishna invited them. The Yadus would never have invited them. They don't care for the Brajvasis. As soon as Krishna was time for his Upanayan, they quickly sent him where? To Ujjain, far away, to hide him. They never invited the Brajvasis to come to Mathura, Dwaraka, anywhere. They didn't want anything to do with the Brajvasis. So in that scenery, in that setting, Krishna is very unhappy. Krishna knows the Brajvasis are my near and dear. If no one is respecting them, loving them, then what will happen? Krishna, he can't tolerate. So Krishna is unhappy. Therefore, Radhika, she is desiring to go to Krishna to Vrindavan, so that Krishna can be happy. Krishna can be there in Vrindavan along with the Brajvasis, playing his flute, engaging in these sweet pastimes. It's only there in that beautiful setting that Radhika can perform her service. And there at the Kurukshetra, how can Radhika serve Krishna? Radhika is experiencing so much separation. Gurudev explained like, when in his youth, one time he had to go 20 kilometers away to pick up one 25, 30 kilo bag of dal. And he's walking. In the beginning, it was very light. But after 10 kilometers, that bag, it began to feel some heavy. Then 5 kilometers away from his village, it was feeling very heavy. Then finally, when he came to his doorstep, he was so anticipating so much to arrive back because of the weight that when it was time to step inside, he couldn't step anymore and he dropped the bag there on the doorstep. So that anticipation, that deep desire, when you finally arrive and reach it, that time, you are unable to function because of that, of having finally achieved your desired goal. Radhika, after 100, Brajvasis, after 100 years, they have come to meet with Krishna. And now they have been suffering in Braj for 100 years in separation. Finally, now they are meeting with Krishna there at Kurukshetra. But then what happens? They are unable to meet with him. He is surrounded by all these Yadus. Therefore, Radhika's separation is increasing so much. Therefore, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he said that the highest the highest service is performed in Kurukshetra. That serving in Vrindavan, he said that to only desire to serve in Vrindavan, this is for the shallow minded. Then Bhakti Raksha Siddha Gosamaj, he thought, why is Prabhupada saying like this? Jagadguru Prabhupada, Vrindavan is the highest place. Why is the highest service there in Kurukshetra? Why he is desiring to serve there in Kurukshetra? Then he explained that, oh, because that time Radhika's separation is so, she is in such desperate condition that that time the Manjaris and everyone, their service is at utmost need. It is the topmost need at that time for that service. Therefore, because of the need is so high, the service is so high. He's not saying that ultimately Kurukshetra is higher than Vrindavan. Of course, serving Radhika and Krishna, the ultimate purpose is to bring them to Vrindavan. So, of course, that meeting is the highest. Gurudev said that some people, they say separation is higher than meeting. But if separation was higher than meeting, then at the time of meeting, then Radha and Krishna would be disappointed. Why? Because separation is higher. And then when they're finally meeting, they would be coming down. They will be disappointed, but no, after the separation, the meeting, the happiness is millions of times more than the happiness in separation. Therefore, there is no Brajbasi that does not desire the meeting of Radha and Krishna. They all desire that. Therefore, meeting is highest. So ultimately, the purpose is that Radhika wants to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. And it is there that she'll be able to serve Krishna in all ways. And Krishna will also be able to serve the Brajbasis. Krishna himself, he's day and night he's serving the Brajbasis. Now he's in Dwaraka, who he will serve? Krishna, he has this prem, this love. Prem means seva. Bajdatuti sevam. He wants to do this service. He's serving the cows, he's serving the Braj Gopis, he's serving his mother, father, the Sakas. Krishna himself, he's showing that prem means ashray and vishay, both. And then when there's an exchange between the ashray and the vishay, then that prem can exist. Otherwise, without this, it cannot exist. So, therefore, prema madhuri. Krishna has four madhuris. Venu madhuri, Rupa madhuri, Guna madhuri, and Venu madhuri. This prema madhuri, Krishna is always serving his Brajvasis. And therefore, Krishna can only be happy with there in Braj. And therefore, Radhika and all the gopis, they want to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu, he's absorbed in this mood. Desiring, in Radhika's mood, desiring to be with Krishna, serve him there in Sri Vrindavan Dham. But there in Kurukshetra, so many obstacles, so many problems there. Now it is impossible. And now that separation is increasing there so much. So during this Ratha Yatra Prasanga, Mahaprabhu is reciting this verse. Sometimes he's only reciting Jaga Gaga, Jaga Gaga. He cannot even speak anything. He's experiencing so many beautiful moods of separation, so many beautiful transcendental moods and sentiments. And these things have been described by our Guru Pada Padma. This is the real wealth or the real purpose of this Ratha Yatra Prasanga. Pulling the chariot, all these things are there. We do that for Jagannath's happiness. But Jagannath ultimately is who? That is Krishna. He is Bhataksat Brajanda Nandam. And he wants to, he's being pulled by the love of the Braj Gopis. He's coming to Vrindavan. He's bound by those Braj Basis. Asha Bandha. Their Vrajbasis are bound by this hope that Krishna will return. So Jagannath, he desires that finally I'll be reunited with my Vrajbasis. Therefore, all these pastimes taking place. Vancha Kalpatra Vyastha ki Pasinda Vyavaja Vadhanam Bhavani Vaishnava Jonamana. Thank you.
Om Agyanatimiranda Sya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Andeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Prabhuram Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters Nitlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev Nitlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Guru Maharaj to entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga, to our Gajins, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present today. So question raised is by Oji is that the lover and the beloved are always meeting, then we see that this rasa in that meeting, is it increasing to newer and newer heights? Or is that separation? We see when there's only meeting and no separation, then is that meeting being nourished? Or does that meeting reach a certain point where it doesn't reach newer and newer heights, in newer and newer ways, nava navayaman? Because we just heard now, no, that there's meeting and separation. No, the Vrajavasis don't desire that Radha and Krishna should be eternally separated from each other. They desire that there should be meeting also. But still we see, like we see in this Ratyatra Prasang also, first there is so much separation. Like we just heard now, that Mahaprabhu is reciting this verse, that this verse from Sahitya Tarpan, that I am that same lover, you are the same beloved, but still I wish to see you under this Vetasi tree on the Reva River. And this way we see, but we see then like, Ya Kaumara Hara means, you're the same lover who's stolen my youth. Because it is generally said that when a lady gets married, she's no longer youthful. Her youth is already gone away now. This way. So this way, now that I've met my same, you're the same lover who I met and you've stolen my youth, still I don't feel the same happiness here. I'd rather see you there. So here you see, actually, there is some Parakya Bhav here. Why is Mahaprabhu reciting the shloka? Because there's a hint of Parakya Bhav here. And Rupa Goswami, what did he do? Correspondingly, he wrote this other shloka where Radharani herself is telling Krishna that I want to see you not here in Kurukshetra where you are Vasudev Nandan where you have 10 children, 10 sons, one daughter from every queen, where you're the king of kings. But I want to see you there as Rajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar on the banks of the Yamuna underneath the Kadamba tree playing the fifth note on your flute. Why? Because Radharani herself, what does she desire? She desires Krishna's happiness, not her own happiness. Like we heard about this man. What is the difference between the man of the Vrajadevis and the man of the Dwaraka Ranis? What is the difference? You see, why does Satyabhama go into man? Because she sees that Krishna is favoring Rukmini. Therefore, she went into man regarding this Parijat flower. That, he gave this flower to her instead of me. But why does Radharani go into man? Because she sees that, when Krishna goes to Chandravali, she has a very submissive mood. And I know that Krishna is not pleased by this Dakshinya Bhav. So he's not served in the proper way with this Dakshinya Bhav. He's only served properly by this Vamya Bhav, contrary mood, not by this submissive mood. So therefore, she goes into man. Why? Because she feels Krishna is not being served properly. But in the case of the Dwaraka Rani, it's different. They go into man because they have some desire of their own in this way. So they say there's some difference here. So regarding these moods of meeting and separation, then we should try going into Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjal Nilmani. If you go into Rupa Goswami's Ujjal Nilmani, there he has described so much about this meeting and separation. He has not even described so much in Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu. Rather, he has given more in Ujjal Nilmani. And we see in the Ujjal Nilmani especially, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has given the essence of Ujjal Nilmani in Ujjwal Nilmani Kiran, there he has described the different types of Nayikas. First, he describes the different types of Nayaks. So there, the first Nayak is the Dhirodat Nayak. So the Dhirodat Nayak is like Ramchandra, who always speaks the truth, is very polite, is very courteous, very well behaved. And then there's a Dhirodat Nayak, and that is Bhimsen, who's very aggressive, very prone to get angry. And there's Dhir Shanta Nayak, who is Yudhishthir Maharaj, always shant, peaceful, tranquil. And then there's a Dhir Lalit Nayak. And Dhir Lalit Nayak is who? Actually, all the Nayaks, they come from Krishna himself, but Krishna especially is known as Dhir Lalit. Lalita Madhava, we hear. No? Dhir Lalit Nayak is very playful. He likes teasing his beloveds. He's very playful. So in this way, we see when Mahaprabhu, he's absorbed in this mood of Srimati Radhika, and when he's calling out to Krishna, Jagannath, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, no, then sometimes you even address him as Manima, Manima. So in this way, he's calling out to Krishna, although he's calling out to Krishna like we just heard now, he would not look at Baladev and Subhadra. He'd only look at Jagannath, and not as Dwarkadish, but as Vrajendranandan Shyam Sundar. So when he look at Krishna as Jagannath, he look at him as Dhir Lalit Nayak in this way. And he's addressing him in that form. But what is the mood of Mahaprabhu here? In which mood is he present in? We see that in Madhurya Bhav, in Shingar Ras, what is the Sthayi Bhav? The Sthayi Bhav is what? It's Priyata Rati. Priyata Rati is the Sthayi Bhav of Shingar Ras. And what is the Uddipan Vibhav of this Priyata Rati? Uddipan Vibhav means these stimulants that stimulate one's remembrance and love for Sri Krishna. The Uddipan Vibhav is Krishna's name, his form, his playing on the flute, his qualities, his clever speech, his teasing words. They're all Uddipan Vibhav. So when this Priyata Rati is nourished by this Uddipan Vibhav, then Shingar Ras manifests, Madhurya Bhav, it manifests. In this way we see that normally three types of Nayikas are seen. Because Mahaprabhu is relishing all these moods. No, that Rupa Goswami, he knew what Mahaprabhu is relishing in his heart. Therefore, is Sri Chaitanya Manopis Sanstapak. Therefore, he established the innermost heart's desire of Mahaprabhu by in his Ujjwal Nilamani. So then, he has described the three types of Nayikas. Swakiya, Parakiya, and Kanya. So the Swakiya Nayikas are the queens of Dwaraka. And the Parakiya Nayikas are the Vrajadevis. And the Kanya Nayikas are those who are unmarried. Like those who are performing this Kattayani Vrat. They were Kanya Nayikas. They were not yet married to anyone. But their parents wanted them to get married. So we see this Parakiya Nayikas, they have three particular characteristics. This Parakiya Nayikas. What are they? First, like we just heard, there's Prachanna Kamukta. Prachanna Kamukta means their prem is concealed. We can't use the word lust here. It's actually prem. But still their prem is concealed. It's Prachanna. So then there's Nivaranata. Nivaranata means there's inhibition due to some social restrictions. So first of all, that prema is concealed. They cannot meet Krishna freely. And then there's social inhibition because they're married to others and also their parents, their in-laws, they're all present. Therefore, the gopis, when they saw Krishna underneath the Govardhan hill and when they saw him dancing on Kaliya, they were so happy because then no one could blame them. So this is Prachanna Kamukta, Nivaranata, and there's Durlabhatta, Durlapta. So Durlapta means this, their meeting is very rare. So they say this Parakya Bhav is being nourished by all these different moods. And then again, you see the three other, these Nayikas of Braj, they're again further divided into three. The Mugdha Nayika, the Madhya Nayika, and the Pragalba Nayika. So the Mugdha Nayika is who? The Mugdha Nayika also has Vamya Bhav, but she's very shy. And whenever Krishna comes and he's late in meeting with her, then she just looks at him with tearful eyes and she forgives him. And she never speaks harsh words to him. And she never exhibits maan also. Although there's some maan in her heart, she always conceals it. There's a Mugdha Nayika. And then there's the Madhya Nayika. So the Madhya Nayika is Srimati Radhika herself. There, sometimes she's very komal, very soft. But sometimes she's also very karkash. Means sometimes she also speaks strong words to Krishna. And then there's the Pragalba Nayika. So the Pragalba Nayika is very outspoken. And speaks very harsh words in this way. So in this way we see that even the Madhya Nayika is divided into three. The Madhya Nayika is divided into three. There is Dhir Madhya, Adhira Madhya, and Dhira Dhira Madhya. So the Dhira Madhya Nayika, what does she do? She, when Krishna comes to her, she expresses her maan in an indirect way, in an indirect mood. How does she express this man in indirect mode? Like once Krishna, he went with Subal, and there he went to see Adhira Madhya Nayika, and there she was speaking such sweet words to Krishna. Oh, you're so good, you're so polite, you're very well behaved. And Subal was saying, then how is she in man? Then Krishna said, oh, you don't know. This is actually man. And then there is the Adhira Madhya Nayika. Sometimes she speaks strong words also, saying, oh, you're a cheater, you're very cunning. And then there's a Dheera Dheera Madhya Nayika, which is Srimati Radhika herself. Dheera Dheera Madhya Nayika means she also speaks soft words, but at the same time, she can be very stern, very strong words in this way. So in this way, we see, then there is the Dheera Pragalba Nayika. So Dheera Pragalba Nayika is when Krishna comes to embrace this Nayika, then she remains indifferent. She doesn't embrace Krishna back. So this is Chandravali is an example of this. Chandravali, Padma and Saibya. And there's the Adhira Pragalba Nayika. So Adhira Pragalba Nayika, the example is Shyamala Sakhi. And Krishna comes there and wants to speak to Shyamala Sakhi, and she's in Maan. What does she do? She takes this flower garland and she throws it at Krishna. She has some flowers on her ear. She throws it back at Krishna. And then there is the Dheera Dheera Pragalba Nayika. There's a combination of both. An example is Mangala Sakhi. So in this way. So in this way, you see there are six types of Sakhis. And then you combine them with one more Sakhi, the Mugdha Nayika, there's seven. And then you add one more Nayika, the Kanya Nayika, then there's eight in this way. And then there are eight Nayikas, and then again you further divide these Nayikas again, they have further 12, no, rather there's seven Nayikas there. And then there's Swakiya and Parakiya, so then there are 14 types of Nayikas. But in Braj, we know there is no Swakiya, they're all Parakiya, but still there's some gandh there, like some slight hint there. Why? Because of Paunamasi Yogamaya. So in this way, the Dheera Madhya, Adhira Madhya, Dheera Adhira Madhya, Dheera Pragalba, Adhira Pragalba, Dheera Adhira Pragalba, and the Mugdha Nayika, seven types of Nayikas multiplied into two. Swakiya Parakiya, 14. And then there's the Kanyas, then 15. And then 15 into eight again. There are again eight further moods there. What are they? Like we just heard now, that this separation and this meeting, they have these eight types of Nayikas there. First, there's Abhisarika. Mahaprabhu is relishing these moods in the Ratyatra there. No, Abhisarika means Radharani, she's going to one particular place to meet Krishna, and Krishna is also coming there for this Abhisar, this place of meeting. And then there is the Vasaksaja Nayika. Means she prepares the bed for their meeting with Krishna, with flowers, everything here. And then there is the Virodh Kantita, this Bhav. Virodh Kantita Nayika means sometimes when Krishna is delayed in meeting with his beloved, then there's so much Virodh Kanta, so much eagerness, this viraha. And then there's Vipralabdha Nayika. Means if Krishna is a little late in meeting this Nayika, he doesn't show up at the proper time, then she feels so much separation in this way. And then this, after that, there's this Kalahantarita Nayika. Means she becomes very remorseful when her man is pacified. She thinks, oh, why did I let him pacify my man? He's so cruel. And there's the Khandita Nayika. Khandita Nayika, when she sees that Krishna appears with having borne some signs of his meeting in the previous night with another lover, then she becomes very angry. No, like sometimes Radharani, she addresses Krishna as Neel Lohit Rudra, because Krishna has reddish spots on his body. She says, oh, I know who you've been with. And then there's the Proshit Bhatrika Nayika. When Krishna goes far away, they feel so much separation. And then there's the Swadhin Bhatrika Nayika. That means the Nayika becomes very happy when Krishna is fully under control. So here Mahaprabhu is especially in this mood, this Swadhin Bhatrika Nayika. Why? Because Jagannath is fully under his control. How? Sometimes when Mahaprabhu goes behind Jagannath, Jagannath stops moving. He doesn't go one inch forward. And then Mahaprabhu slowly with his head, he pushes the rath, and then the rath starts moving again. And then Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Jagannath, then Jagannath, he's so happy, he starts moving again and again. So this is like Swadhin Bhatrika Nayika. So Mahaprabhu is completely absorbed in this mood. So then this way, 15 into 8, there are 120 moods there. And then again, you multiply them into Uttama, Madhyama and Kanishta. These three types of moods again. What are they? The Uttama Nayikas are those who cannot bear the slightest discomfort to Krishna. If Krishna were to feel any pain, they cannot bear it. And they're ready to leave everything behind just to give Krishna happiness. And even if there's a slight rumor that Krishna is being hurt, then immediately they cannot bear it. And then the Madhyam Nayika, she becomes very pained at heart when she realizes that Krishna is feeling some discomfort. And there's some actual discomfort. And the Kanishtha Nayika, she only fears that in her meeting with Krishna, there might be many obstacles. So she has some of her own like bhavs there. So in this way, 120 multiplied into 3. Kanishtha, Uttam and Madhyam. So then there's 360. So these 360 moods of Srimati Radhika are most prominent. Actually, there are unlimited moods there. But these 360 are most pradhan, most prominent. So Mahaprabhu there in the Rathyatra, he's relishing all these different bhavs. All these different bhavs, Mahaprabhu's relishing. And he's dancing in front of Jagannath there. And at the same time, not just relishing. No, he's Rasik Shekhar, but also he's Param Karun. He's also giving us the process how we can achieve this. How? He's saying that these gopis are also of three types. Nitya Siddha, Sadhan Siddha, and the Devis. The Nitya Siddhas are like Radharani or Kayavyu, and the Sadhan Siddhas are who? The Yautaki and the Ayutaki. The Yautaki are those who perform bhajan in a group and they attain Krishna in the form of gopis. Like the Municharis who worship Krishna in Dandakaranya forest. They worshipped him in a group, and then when Ramchandra came, they achieved his darshan, chanted the Gopal mantra, went to Golok Vrindavan. And then the Shruticharis, the Upanishadcharis, the Vedic scriptures, personified Vedic scriptures. So and then again, they're the Ayautaki, means who worship Krishna alone, without a group. And they're again divided into two categories, Prachin and Naveen. So Prachin are those ones who achieved Krishna a long time before. And Naveen are the ones who took the forms of human beings, Gandharvas, and did Sadhan Bhajan, and they attained Krishna. And then there are the Devis. Who are the Devis? When Krishna's Anshas, means when his partial expansions descended in this world, then even the Devis, who are the Nityakantas, they also descended to this world. But this time, these Nityakantas, they became the Priya Sakhis of the Nitya Siddhas. And then in this way, they became the Priya Sakhis of their Anshinis, means of their very source. And this is they also achieved Golok Vrindavan. This is Mahaprabhu, while relishing all these different moods, is also showing the process to every sadhak, saying how you can achieve this. So therefore, Rupa Goswami, in this way, he has given everything, all these different moods. Mahaprabhu, he's so absorbed in Radha Bhav that he cannot explain these moods himself. Only one who's little tatashta, little neutral, he can explain. So therefore, we see the speciality of Rupa Goswami, which is not seen even in Rupmanjari also. Even Rupmanjari will not explain all these things, but Rupa Goswami has done. This is his speciality. Being in a neutral point of view, he has given everything for us. So therefore, these so many moods hidden within this Rathyatra pastime, which can only be known by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and his most beloved disciples. Vanchaha Kalpataru Vishya Kripasandhu Bhevcha Vittanam Pavani Bhyo Vishnu Bhyo Namo.
Gyanatimirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Bacha Paditanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Namaha Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Nama Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sijiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Javete Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jayasti Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Anant Anant Guru Vishnu Vrinda Ki Jai Saparsad Gaur Hari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai Todi Ajar Jatra Mahamahotsav ki jai Jai Sarvavishnu Vyasa Giridas Govardhan Jiv ki jai Jai Brajamandal Dham ki jai Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai Samved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Pramanande Now this Rajyatra Prasanga, very tricky, very sweet and very nectarful. Like beloved lover within 1,000 crore people inside, what is only looking? My dear and nearest, where? Came here, no? Eyes is big eyes, looking. Many, thousand colors. He has no taste. He is looking, where is? Where? When coming? How can I am looking? Meeting. Also, my lover is looking me. Look at me. Think about me. Yeah. Any others with this relation? Jagannath is in car on top of. He has started journey. He is meeting with his all lover with his. Therefore his journey. Yearly one time vacation. All time is Dwarka's very busy. 56 college Yudhubansi with his. Now he is taking vacation, ki I am going. Some I have important business. But what important business? He cannot forget. Old days now, 100 years over. But he look at this, his nature can change. And he has many all shareholders. 16,108, this much. Unlimited also. This is only writing, but unlimited. Everybody is with he has relation. But until he is not happy. He is looking whom? Who is like me only? Who I look at me only, think about me only, waiting for me only, not others. This is called Parokya. Parokya Srishto, highest, topmost, superior, super love. But love has no share, no there any spot, no any dark, no any divide anywhere. Only devotion, developing, increasing more and more. So Jagannath, he is looking. Then Mahaprabhu, he has come, he is now, this other one is Bhava with his mood with his. Now he is dancing in front of Jagannath, smiling, and slow, car is going. Not going fast. And Mahaprabhu going in back, then Jagannath car is not going. They try again and again, never going. He is showing my car festival only for one way. So Mahaprabhu gone back, then no car not running. Then Mahaprabhu head with his pushing this car. Then car is little going, no. Then Mahaprabhu coming back, and Mahaprabhu starting dance and look at him. Eyes with his eyes meeting, telling, you have many, but I am alone. Only you are mine. But Jagannath want to hear these things. He not like, everybody saying, I have many relatives, friends. But more than others, you are all in all. Like, one time Guru Dronacharya, his 100 Kauravas sons and 5 Pandavas sons, calling, hey, look, on top of tree, branches, even birds, yes. Now you know, the birds is eyes, yes. You're shooting these birds, eyes, say yes. Then he's testing. You're looking whom? Here, only birds, eyes, yeah, many others. No, I look at you, my brothers, tree, birds has many big body, also eyes. Say, get out. No more. 100 asking, 100 like same giving answer. After 4 brothers, they are also giving answer. Arjuna saying, asking, Arjuna say, You look at these birds? So no. What? Eyes. Eyes? No, eyes people. You look at others? No. Tree? No. Nothing. Shooting you? Yes. So Jagannath is looking. Everybody has many friends, many relatives, many family. Also attachment with his own beauties, own qualities, a special the structure and figure, uniform. But looking, who is coming only for me, who has love for me, who look at me, think about me, like me, and he not thinking my future and past and not present anything. He has love and he desire taking me. And also I am not with them, but they, that personality never forget. Never. Other way busy. 1 minute per not lost, not going distance to me. Continue forever with me. Now, how can I repay? Only I am this valuable love for. I am starting my journey. They are happy. Okay, he is now coming for us. And he is giving anything? No. He is happy. He is smiling and he is promise, he is coming. Now he is not forget us. His promise is now full, complete. He is now coming. These things with his Jagannath, this Braja versus this mood and love for Jagannath is very greedy. Telling Vaikuntha, ya Golak, ya anywhere, naam basami Vaikunthe, yoginam hridayanacha, madbhakti yatragayanti tatra srishtami narada. The bhaktajar, he not staying is Vaikuntha. Naam this time Vaikunthe, and yogi's heart, no. Madbhakta, my beloved, lover, followers, they are singing. What singing? About own glories, own personalities? No. My all goodness. No, my self is giving blaming and complaining. Oh, God is miser, yeah, God is no like us, like others. No. Mahaprabhu, what they are saying? Asishva padartam pinustuma madasanan. Marmahatam kartuba. Jatha tada vidhatu lampato mratparanatestu swayvanaparo. You are my beloved lover, not other. My front of you are anybody's embracing, kissing, and smash me, kick me. No look at me. No like me. No problem. But you are mine. I am not your. This is not telling, I am your. No, you are mine. I am not others. I know like others. I am your meanings. My property I offer you, there I am, mood, my property I am offer for you. But you are mine, I am not offering you, but I am forever accepting in you. That means I am not divided within body, sharing with is not the other things, I have no any connection and relation with anything. I am only everything for you, no. You are my all time for. So Mahaprabhu, this mood is Mahaprabhu, this sloka, who is telling, oh, that day, past time, you remembering, first meeting, second meeting, you are waiting, I am waiting. You look at me, I am also thinking about me, I am look at you. Continue. No 1 second per going distance. All time, forever. Now meanings, you are nearby me, I am nearby you. Very sweetness? No. Then I am forgetting you. I am now easily meeting with you. You are nearby me. Then I am going distance to you. But Srimati Radharani is, how is mood? She is sitting in Krishna's lap in Prem Sarovar. So, Madhumanga telling, oh, Madhusudan disturbing, therefore I am kicking him out. Now he not coming here more. Srimati Radharani hearing, senseless. Madhusudan gone. So meeting time also separation. And separation inside 1,000 crore time meeting is present. Meeting time, separation for fear. But separation time, meeting for not fear. Therefore, telling Vipralamba is highest. Vipralamba continue. And meeting time, this fear. He is going now. Now sweet, my near, but few seconds after he is going. Yeah, I am missing. And I am doing something will be disturbing man. Then how can I pleasing? I have many faults. I have many wrong idea here, other moods. All time, this all moods, Mahaprabhu, not possible in Navadvip is his testing. This Rajatra time, only Mahaprabhu, therefore some month before I am asking this question. Prem Vaichitra, yeah, this Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav, Navadvip is not possible. Here in street, open street, but Mahaprabhu, front of Jagannath. Mahaprabhu not looking, not others, also not looking at Balabhadra and Subhadra. There was one car inside, not three. Car is separate. Balabhadra first is running, and is gone. Subhadra running, Sudarshan running, Jagannath alone. With Jagannath, nobody. Then Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, front of. All things, one by one. Mahaprabhu now discussing. No discussing. Mahaprabhu now offering. Radharani is this, all moved to this. This Unnata Ujjala Rasa Sabhakti Sriyam, Mahaprabhu now distributing. Also, Anarpita Charingchirat Korunaya Avatirna Kalo. But Samarpaitum Unnata Ujjala Rasam Sabhakti Sriyam. This Samarpaitum is distributing. He is practicing, he is testing, and at a time he is giving also. Who is nearby? Then Sudhsodham Darya Rupa Goswami. All others, they are hearing, looking, dancing, meeting, everything. But Mahaprabhu separate 7 group. Sometimes Mahaprabhu, this group, that group, that group, all time, all group. But Mahaprabhu not anywhere. Mahaprabhu only nearby this. Brother Ross, Prem Ross, Nirjas, Koritas Sadhan. Mahaprabhu testing. All time Mahaprabhu this. Mood with this. Involved, in observe. After Rajatra, car is stopping, Mahaprabhu gone is Balagandhi Uddan, flower garden. Under one tree, Mahaprabhu laying, and this thinking all. Brajo, Gopi is all, Radharani is all, these moods. That time, Mahaprabhu's near his offer came. Big presentation, this Gopi gate. Not Jayati Tedhi come. What come? Tavakatham ritam tapta jivanam, kavi bhiritam kalmasapaham. Sravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhubigrinantite Buridajanaha. महाप्रभु भुरीदा भुरीदा मोर मोर गिविंग मी गिरिराज गोवर्धन टेलिंग आनोरे आनोरे मोर मोर गिविंग मी आई एम ईटिंग 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 बट महाप्रभु से आई एम नॉट ईटिंग आई एम ईटिंग आई एंड मीट नो ईट इट इज नॉट फॉर ऑल टाइम मीटिंग इज ऑल टाइम नीड हैं से मोर गिविंग मी देन ही इज स्टार्टिंग नाउ व्हाट इज तब कथामृतम व्हाट इज तप्त जीवनम कवि भीड़ितम कलमसापम देन ही इज वन बाय वन बरहा पीड़म नटवरवपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारम ही इज नाउ स्टार्टिंग गीत गोविंद ऑल श्लोक ही इज स्टार्टिंग नाउ दिस अंग श्यामलिम छड़ा विरवित इंदिपरम जड्डं जागुडर शिशम विधतम पट्टम वर्षस्या ही नाउ राधा स्कंदन निविष्टम उज्जवल भुजम धैंग दामोदरम नाउ ही इज वन बाय वन इज गिफ्ट गिव महाप्रभु टीयर्स इज फ्लोइंग मेल्टिंग हार्ट ही से ओ वो आर यू के वेयर फ्रॉम यू कम ओ व्हाट आई एम गिविंग इन यू ओनली महाप्रभु एम्ब्रेसिंग आई हैव नथिंग गिविंग फॉर यू तो महाप्रभु दिस ऑल थिंग्स इज रामानंद राय टू डिस्कसिंग लिटिल बिट बिफोर इन गोदावरी या नवदीप धाम समदाय सप्तप्रिया भाव विच इज शोइंग इन ओन मेनी इनकार्नेशन गॉड स्वरूप बट दिस ब्रज स्वरूप समटाइम क्राइंग आफ्टर कम फ्रॉम गया पीपल नो अंडरस्टैंड शिवास पंडित अंडरस्टैंडिंग या स्टार्टिंग कीर्तन दैट टाइम महाप्रभु डांसिंग एम्ब्रेसिंग समटाइम गिविंग ब्रेस्ट मिल्क रुक्मिणी भाव इट इज बट नॉट गिविंग ब्रज देवी मा भाव या ब्रज मूड गंभीरा ही इज ऑल टाइम ही इज टेस्टिंग डिस्कसिंग नाइट नाइट डे ऑल टाइम नॉट टू मेनी स्वरूप दामोदर राय रामानंद समटाइम टू लिटिल बिट मोर देयरफॉर मेनी भक्तज आर केम एवरी ईयर रथयात्रा टाइम एंड रथयात्रा टाइम कार फेस्टिवल टाइम महाप्रभु एवरी ईयर भक्तज फॉर गिविंग ओनली कार फ्रंट ऑफ नो आफ्टर महाप्रभु सिटिंग एंड कीर्तन एंड हरिकथा दैट टाइम महाप्रभु ओपनली हार्ट ओपनिंग एंड महाप्रभु स्पीकिंग महाप्रभु गिविंग दिस रस नीट जैस प्रेम रस नीट जैस ऑल थिंग एक्सप्लेनिंग रूप गोस्वामी प्रभु ऑल मेकिंग नोट एंड he is explaining writing and reserving so they are all are very lucky this rajyatra prasanga how is topmost and best these things is no thinking no understanding then this car festival importance is not realizing so this lifetime mahaprabhu 18 years not only a continued 18 years this rajyatra prasanga every year gundija mardan after rajyatra prasanga 9 days after mahaprabhu coming back gambhira then also mahaprabhu furman all bhaktas is every day discussion how is mahaprabhu janmashtami following radhashtami following guru purnima and this julan jatra all mahaprabhu following and everything mahaprabhu explaining therefore this rajyatra is कार फेस्टिवल इज कॉल घोष यात्रा पतित पवन घोष यात्रा दिस टाइम महाप्रभु नॉट लुकिंग किबा विप्र किबा नेसी शूद्र केने नय जे कृष्ण तत्ववेत्ता से गुरु है महाप्रभु लुकिंग हु हैज ग्रेट हु हैज डिजायर हु इज ड्रिंकिंग हु इज हियरिंग हु इज टेकिंग माय नियर टू आफ्टर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग ही इज गुरु ही आचार्य He has desire accepting. But therefore Mahaprabhu 4 months every year giving training, teaching, making qualified after sending. Go, 8 months preaching. And after coming, after I am giving more. You distributing, complete, then I am giving more. You come. Bhaktas are now thousand more increasing coming. One time, last of time, what do you know? All bhaktas are starting Mahaprabhu's kirtan. No more Jagannath kirtan, no more Mahamantra kirtan, only Mahaprabhu kirtan. Then Mahaprabhu say, hey, what are you doing? Stop. Say, no, not stopping. Now singing. Mahaprabhu say, hey. Then nobody hearing. Mahaprabhu gone is Gambiran locked room and he's sleeping. Covering body and sleeping. Not coming. After Mahaprabhu came, why are you doing like this? Then say, you're stopping everybody over world. Everybody is singing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Now possible, how stopping him? They are not thinking this other way Mahaprabhu manifesting on Swarup. Yeah, testing and teaching. Yeah. That places is very highest and topmost places. Navadvip not possible, Mahaprabhu teaching everybody, giving this class. Give me student class. Keshav Kashmir is debating. Yeah, Pandit insulting, but not this Prem Ras Nishjas. And no Asadam. So, this Rajyatara Prasanga, very topmost highest tasteful place, things. Yeah. This Rajyatara time, not Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami present. All Bhakta Mahaprabhu near and dear, everybody coming. And everybody only coming and 4 months Mahaprabhu is staying with me. And every day, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, only this Harikatha. Sometime coming day night, no eating, no sleeping, no going Bandukuri. Only Harikatha. How is this place? Not going there and not touching this Mahaprabhu, this Lila Bhumi. And Vrindavan is, anything is coming and appears, heart, nothing. Vrindavan, bas, will be bhogi, bas, eating and sleeping, recreation place. Will be Jagannath Puris, then coming Vrindavan, after PhD delete, then research center, something researching, some realization coming. So now, tomorrow next hearing. Gaur Pramanandi Hari.
दयाल ब्रजेन्द्र नंदन भजे जे जन सफल जीवन तार दयाल ब्रजेन्द्र नंदन दयाल श्री नंद नंदन भजे जे जन सफल जीवन तार श्री नंद नंदन ताहार उपमा त्रिभुवने नहि यार त्रिभुवने दयाल ब्रजेन्द्र नंदन भजे जे जन सफल जीवन तार ब्रजेन्द्र এমন মাধব না ভজে মানব কখনো মরিয়া যাবে এমন মাধব কখনো মরিয়া যাবে কখনো মরিয়া সেই সে অধম প্রহরিয়া যম সেই রৌরবে কৃমিতে খাবে রৌরব কৃমি দয়াল ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন ভজে যেই জন সফল জীবন তার ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন তার পর আর পাপি নাহি ছার সংসার জগত মাঝে তার পর আর এই সংসার জগত মাঝে কোন কালে তার গতি নাহি আর সে মিছাই ভ্রমিছে কাজে দয়াল ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন ভজে যেই জন সফল জীবন তার শ্রীলোচন দাস ভক্তি রয়াস হরিগুণ কহি লিখি প্রভু হে প্রভু হে এ শ্রীলোচন দাস ভক্তি রয়াস হরি গুণ কহি লিখি আহা হরি গুণ কহি লিখি হেন রস সার মতি নাহি যার আমি তার মুখ নাহি দেখি দয়াল ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন ভজে যেই জন সফল জীবন তার দয়াল শ্রী নন্দ নন্দন ভজে যেই জন সফল জীবন তার হায় Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Sachinandana Jaya Gaura Hari, Sachinandana Jaya Gaura Hari. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bol.